This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let me entertain you. And the conversation on News Talk Radio is supposed to be entertaining. We always are dealing with the definition of what entertainment is all about. We may get to that if we have time during this hour of our News Talk review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of July 5th to the 9th. The overview provided the contents, if you will, of our discussion, predicated by the story list and the people list that you can find at talkers.com from Talkers Magazine, also on the DJV social media pages. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here to go through the stories, the variants, if you will, and some nuances about probably the people on the list. So, Michael, let's have at it. Let's go. You're in charge.
Thank you very much, and it certainly has been a crazy, complicated week. The top 10 stories, according to Talkers, on news talk stations such as the ones that people are listening to this program on right now. At number 10, we have the heat wave and we have climate change. At number 9, U.S.-China-Russia relations and the Afghanistan withdrawal of U.S. troops. At number 8, the New York City mayoral race, and that's tied with a spike in urban crime, particularly in New York City. At number 7, the southern border crisis continues and immigration reform remains a top topic on talk radio. At number 6, race relations and a debate over this thing called critical race theory. At number 5, the condo collapse aftermath. At number 4, the economy, inflation fears, and focus on the infrastructure. Much of that focus comes from the condo collapse and, of course, the fact that the infrastructure is the centerpiece in terms of investment to spark economic stimulation, according to the Biden plan. So infrastructure is big stuff right now at number 4. And number 3, Trump sues social media and internet security issues. That's number 3, obviously, big subject. Number 2, GOP and Trumpism. And that's tied with the January 6th committee. Basically, the politics that is going on inside the Republican Party based upon their relationship with and how cozy they want to be and how much distance they want to have with Trump and his huge base of millions and millions of loyal followers. At number 1, the COVID-19 Delta variant vaccines, masks, and politics. And those are the stories. The people. At number 10, a tie between our buddies Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. Number 9, Eric Adams. He's the Democratic nominee for mayor in New York. He's going to run against our friend Curtis Sliwa. That should be interesting. I'm one of the few people predicting that Sliwa might win. That's not really a full prediction, but I entertain the possibility.
It's out on the limb, as it were.
I just have a feeling. I got a funny feeling about it, but I could be wrong.
And we need to talk about the caliber of candidates. We'll do that after you go through the list.
All right. Kamala Harris is at 8, Ron DeSantis at 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene is at 6, Mitch McConnell at 5, Kevin McCarthy at 4, Nancy Pelosi at 3, Donald Trump in his new role as the national celebrity at number 2, and number 1, Joe Biden. And that's a snapshot of another insane week. And I say insane, you know, meaning it's just...
It's qualifying.
It's full of anomalies and overlapping stories and crazy things that come and go and some things that should be talked about and aren't. It's interesting, the Jovenel Moïse, the assassinated president of Haiti, didn't make the top 10, and we specifically left it to make the point.
Yeah. I mentioned that, interestingly enough, in the accompanying hour to this is the Talk Radio Review due with the ladies from the DJV program. So right. We put this together. The Countdown Show is presented as sort of part of the DJV program, and they said that. That was very interesting. You bring it up as well. This guy would normally, you'd think, quote unquote, normally, especially since American DEA agents seem to be the ones that shot him.
Well, there's two American citizens are among the 17 detainees that are suspects in it. I think the reason it hasn't gotten a lot of talk is because there's no momentum going into it. And in other words, I don't think the average American commentator, a news person, or news talk listener fully thinks about or grasps what the relationship with Haiti is all about. You know, what is our relationship with Haiti? What does this mean?
And what's
I think they were blindsided Haiti? By it.
Well,
just
I think
just when the condo collapsed, it's a building collapse. We started to realize as the hours and days went by that this was a gigantic story on everything from human interest to economic.
Okay, well, let me connect the dots here for a minute, if I may, and then your comment afterwards. What you've just said trips the light fantastic in me because of a couple of different things that I think are related, and they are stories that are on the list this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine. The quality of leadership. I'll start with the New York City mayoral race. I heard an interview with this fellow who's the Democrat, who is the former, he was a police commissioner, was he, or a policeman?
He was a policeman for 22 years. He was a state senator after that, and then he was Brooklyn borough president.
Okay.
And now he's just a citizen running.
Right. Okay. And his name is what, Eric Adams? Is that his name?
Eric Adams, yes.
Eric Adams. Okay. So I heard this week, as I was traversing the state working on farm projects, that I do frequently. The radio is on. I'm listening to PBS because I like to hear that side of what's going on in the world of talk radio. And there was an interview with this fellow, Eric Adams, after the process of counting the ballots and first choice or however they do that stuff, ranked choice.
Ranked choice voting.
And I listened to him for a long time, and I was thoroughly unimpressed. He is not a cultured man. He's not, he's not educated, but he doesn't sound like he has the tone or timbre. And this has been the case in New York, we'll say, since Michael Bloomberg. Or you go back to the Koch era, or many of the people that were well known in New York history as being very good or very interesting mayors. What we have now Adams. And I think Sliwa is part of this, although, as you've suggested, you don't want to count him out because he's a very interesting character, and who knows what means he'll use to get the vote out. He's very connected to lots of local stuff, and let's face it, the final offer here is on the day of the election, who you get out to vote. Can you get the vote out? And he may have, with all of his guardian connections, the ability to literally knock on doors, ask people if they voted. If they haven't, can we offer you a ride to the polling? You know, that kind of stuff gets people, and who are you representing? Yeah, we'll go vote for you. So, but the point that I'm making with having listened to the Eric Adams interview, listening to how unstimulating he is, and I don't mean you have to be charismatic, but you need to have a grasp of the English language. And I don't think he's particularly savvy when it comes to that. He didn't do anything to inspire me, let's put it that way. So tying that into the problems that we have in government, for example, overview. In Florida, you can make an argument that this condo collapse happened because of bad public management. The business of who's inspecting what, how well are they doing. And then you can go into, the whole business of the economy, the infrastructure, and the lack of leadership there affects what's going on in the structure, literally, of our roads and bridges and stuff. So I'm suggesting, Michael, that the caliber of candidates that we have, and look at the people in California that are running against the what's-his-face. It seems to me we're piling on, and it in part has to do with the kind of coverage. Good people don't want to run because they don't want to be scrutinized the way the news media scrutinizes them. So I've kind of come up with a philosophy here. Any thoughts?
I think we have to take a break.
Spoken by a true radio professional. But we'll come back on the other side of the information you're about to hear with Michael's thoughts on whether I have something or I don't. It's 15 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
With the acceleration to digital channels during the pandemic, consumers now have access to unparalleled choice when it comes to where and with whom they spend their money. But how loyal is the average consumer, and what keeps them coming back for more or turning away from specific brands? Well, the Marcus's Customer Loyalty Index find out exactly that. And joining me now for a little bit more is Alex Timlin, Senior Vice President of Industry at Marcus. Alex, can you tell us a little bit more about the Customer Loyalty Index and what the research found?
The hope of the research was to actually ask consumers about their feelings towards brands, to just differentiate between a loyalty program as a means of getting rewards versus loyalty where people have a strong emotional connection with a brand or a product and feel as though they are advocates. So the aim of the research was to give people a different approach to how they might gain new customers, but most importantly, retain them by thinking a little bit differently about what loyalty is so that they don't leave behind customers they already have a good relationship with.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Here's a thought. The reasons to find your next hire with Indeed are starting to add up. Look at the numbers. Instant Match search millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver candidates whose resumes fit your job description. It's kind of like Match with dating, only this is for a job. They have 135 skill tests that go beyond the resume to help you find the right candidates much faster. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites around. So if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassles of finding new employees, you ought to visit Indeed.com. It's Indeed.com/credit. All right, please take advantage of that. So my philosophy, do you have, it sounds to me, we were talking about this during the break, you have a quick answer to my theory.
Well, we have to have better leadership. My answer is I agree with you. That's the answer. That's why I didn't go off on a whole rant. I agree with you. We have to have better leadership. We have to have a higher quality.
But how are we going to get it in the face of all of this stuff? Listen to some of the talk radio programs and how they denigrate people of the opposite party. And this happens on both sides. There's more of it on the right because there are more shows, more talk shows that are aimed in that direction. But you listen to any of the major stars, and it's pathetic, I think, anyway.
Well, I guess we have to determine our nation and our city's course of action through something other than what we call shows. The very idea that it's determined in shows tells you the relationship between entertainment and reality.
Yep, correctamundo. All right, 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're talking about the influence of the news media and thus news talk radio on the process of getting good people to run. Michael and I sort of agree on the caliber of people and how this is all we're watering down everything, it would seem. And that, I think, comes around to the number one story this week, which once again has to do with COVID, the variants, the vaccines, that sort of thing, because politics has played a role in it, and because the media helps to shape the political realities, you have a lot of things that are not necessarily taken in context, Michael, but they don't, nobody so says, you hear all these people, I listen to this program because he tells me the truth. Well, what does that mean? Means maybe
he tells me what I want to hear. He tells
me
exactly. He affirms. Now the problem is that we do not have a policy based discussion going on. We have a personality based discussion. And even though we talk about the dangers of negative campaigning seems to be the only thing that works. So it's a vicious cycle. We know we're doing the wrong thing, but it's a means to an end because it works. And people live in the here and now, and they want to keep their jobs. They want to survive. They want to be able to win elections. They want to feel like they're on the side of a winner. And it goes contrary to what we all know deep in our hearts, that politics is not meant to be entertaining. It's meant to be productive. And we've created an entertainment industry about this spectator sport known as politics. And now we're stuck with it. The media was never meant to be this influential. It's meant to be part of the influence. But it's become so influential that it really is overstating its purpose.
So there's a new talk radio station in Los Angeles. And it's owned by a black entrepreneur, I would say, somebody who's been very visible on radio and television for years. Decided he would buy the station and to make it unabashedly African-American liberal talk. At one point in time, putting on one of the programs that I produce on the station was discussed with the owner. And he said, oh, yeah, I know, Doug. I like him. He's a good broadcaster, but he's not black. And I only want black people on my station. So, okay, that's his right because he owns it. But can you imagine if that were turned around and Larry Elder, for example, who's a prominent black host, approaches a station, the white owner says, I only have white people on my station.
Larry Elder couldn't get a job at, I think we're talking about Travis Smiley. Larry Elder couldn't get on it either, not because he's white, but because he's conservative.
Right.
So you know, look, you're bringing up a kind of a sticky wicket, to use an old expression.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with what's correct in the rights of a minority over a majority. Do minorities have the rights to have their own social clubs, to have their own pride organizations, to have their own special media to serve the special interests of being a minority in America? Or is that considered just as racist and just as exclusionary as there being a white-only or a Protestant-only medium? This is a tremendously complicated question. You know, the idea of a majority rule only works when the rights of the minorities are taken into account. So do black people have the right to have their own African-American community radio stations, whereas white-only stations takes the majority advantage that whites have in our society over black people and further exacerbates it for repression, etc.? I mean, that's the question, you know.
I got another one that'll go one step further when we continue here in the next half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, go, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible. I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line. Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges, including HP. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details and 724.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Senators return to D.C. on Monday for their final 4 weeks of work before getting more time off. Some of the unfinished business, the infrastructure package. The bipartisan group that reached a framework with the White House before the 4th of July recess is still working on the bill. Of the 14 steps for a bill to become a law, the reconciliation bill hasn't even been drafted. Step 1. After delivering a scathing report on the current administration, President Trump at CPAC in Dallas, Texas over the weekend says the goal is to take back the White House.
We will take back the House. We will take back the Senate. And then, after witnessing all that has gone wrong in our country in such a short period of time, with our borders, with our economy, with crime, we will take back that glorious White House.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
With the Delta variant of COVID-19 taking hold in a few American states, those that are not vaccinated are taking the biggest risk. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Arkansas is one of the areas experiencing an uptick in COVID cases with the spread of the Delta variant of the virus, having reported more than 1,000 new cases per day for the last several days. It also has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, with just over a third of the state's residents fully vaccinated. Governor Asa Hutchinson has pushed residents to get vaccinated in the last few weeks, and tells ABC's This Week about the further efforts he's taking to try to combat hesitancy to the vaccines in his state.
We're working very hard to go to that population through the employer, through trusted advisors such as the clinics, making sure they have the information and overcoming the hesitancy or just the simply we're putting it off approach. I've started community conversations, going to cities. I'll be in six cities next week in Arkansas, simply talking about what are the concerns, what are the community ideas to how we can do this better in terms of increasing that population and their vaccination rate.
China's military said it drove away a United States warship that it said illegally entered Chinese waters near the disputed Paracel Islands on Monday. The United States Navy 7th Fleet said the Benfold had asserted navigational rights and freedoms in the vicinity of the Paracel Islands, consistent with international law. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the items that are on the list. Excuse me. And all of my allergies put together. I deal with reality. My voice. It's just.
I'll take over.
The rain. Yeah, you might want to. The rain is just exacerbating all of this stuff, too. We're talking off the air about how much rain we've had here. Wow.
Whew. I guess Doug is choking right.
Yes, I am. Yes. All right. So
when I hear that, I could tell when the mic is off. There's mm-hmm. like a silent. The silence actually is a sound of silence. You know,
the
so,
sound of silence.
And, yep. And folks should know that even though we sound like we're in the same room, we are separated by approximately 90 miles.
Yes, we are
today. Well, sometimes we're separated by 3,000 miles. But
yes, that is.
Today it's 90 miles.
The state of radio and technology as it is today allows us to do that. And that was one of the great things about the DJV program that we put together, which is still to this day the most complicated program to produce on the radio because there's so many components. Everybody's in different places.
And nobody's ever met each other.
Well, we don't see each other often. That's true.
That's why the show stays together and everybody gets along.
And not, well, you know what? Something that astounded me And I don't know why in the age of COVID it did. But your lieutenant, Mr. Casey, when we had the talk radio, the convention in New York in Hofstra, I was talking to him. I haven't seen him. Kevin Casey is the executive sort of vice president, I think. Isn't that his title?
He's not sort of. He is.
Yeah.
He's the executive vice president, and he's executive editor. He's something with a vice president and an executive and an editor.
So you and him were working together for a long time. Talk has been in existence for 31 years. He's been there, what, 25 of the 31 years?
He's been at Talkers about 21 years.
Okay, so we were talking about, you know, our existence. And he said that he hadn't seen you, I think you said it maybe, in the year and a half of COVID, you saw each other twice.
Right.
And here's a guy you talk to every day, and you pointed out the ladies on the DJV program. Jennifer's in Los Angeles, Victoria's in New Jersey, Jay Kirshner's down in Memphis, or Nashville, right? I always say Memphis, but Nashville. And we have, I've never met Jay personally, never seen her. Victoria, I've seen twice in the 5 years she's been on my program. And Jennifer and I see each other all the time because we're, families are close. But it's amazing. And yet
Kevin Casey and I have been working together 21 years. We work together every day in terms of being in each other's ears and eyes and faces virtually. So we're in constant communication as if we were working at the same workbench every day. But the truth of the matter is I hadn't seen him at all for a year and a half. I'm thinking about it. You said a couple of – no, we did not see each – we first saw each other recently, maybe putting the convention together since the beginning of COVID. We have a picture of our staff having its little – we have a little lunch party at Christmas.
Yeah.
And that was in 2019 that we last all saw each other. But we work together every day. This whole virtual office thing, we've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
So when it hit with COVID, it was no big deal. But I don't feel in any way, shape, or form that Kevin and I are out of touch. I feel like we're very close, and it's amazing when we see you. And one of the things that I noticed about our convention this year, this was the first time in 24 years that we missed a year. So it had been 2 years since the last convention as opposed to one. A lot of people were surprised at how old their friends looked. Because they hadn't
I said that to you about one of my very dear friends.
You were not the only one to say that about different people. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, they're saying the same thing about you because we haven't seen each other physically.
Really? They said that about me?
No, not about you. Not about you. I'm saying in the generic sense. No, you haven't aged a day since you're 22.
Right. Okay.
There so, you know, it's
so.
It's
let me go one step further with that. In terms of how, you know, we make this all work and how it is that we can continue to make it work, that's the real, that's the essence kind of the question. Can we all, not just radio, I'm talking about everybody, all these businesses, can they survive not having people able to connect on a personal basis? And I say that because, and this is very personal for me, because to tell one more story about this, as you know, both my children live in Los Angeles. And I live there and have lived there in the wintertime, pretty much every winter since 1993, with the exception of last year. But when I did go out to Los Angeles to see them briefly, I'd go out on a Saturday morning and come back on a Sunday night just to see them. You know, we'd be the social distancing. We hadn't touched each other. So the first time that I went back in April to be with the kids, that we didn't have to worry, we'd all had our vaccines, we didn't have to wear a mask and stuff, my daughter came running over to me, and she embraced, she hugged me, she kissed me, and she started to cry because we hadn't actually, we are very close, and we couldn't be close in that sense. And I wonder, maybe as a rhetorical question, how much of that has gone on around the country? And is it just family or is it business? Because a lot of times people that work together, I'm very close to the people that I work with. And yet I can't, you know, in the case I'm used to not seeing them. But if you're used to seeing somebody, is that an unexplained or undefined cost of this COVID thing? when you get right down to it.
I think it goes both ways. I think it's more complicated than one or the other. I think there are benefits to not being together every day, and that mm-hmm. one can be close to another person intellectually, spiritually, socially, without necessarily being together physically. But I do believe that occasional physical contact, proximity, being in the same room, hugging, whatever, does play a role in it. But I don't think it plays as big a role as some people think. I do think that we're able to connect technologically, and I do think that some of these relationships not only have value, I think that I made a joke before that one of the reasons your show has got such legs and so successful is because you're not all together. Sometimes mm-hmm. familiarity breeds contempt. Sometimes when you're in each other's face too much, it's like, okay, give me some space. Mm-hmm. So I we've seen radio stations that were toxic environments because of the backstabbing and the jealousies and the people yep. getting on each other's nerves. So I think there's something to be said for both sides of that equation, and you have to judge it accordingly.
It's probably a great book there someplace that you could write about the, you know, the sort of return, or what was it like before and what's it like now, and the stories of people that have worked on radio stations that you think, because they're all in the same station, they'd all love each other. But that's...
they don't love each other.
Excuse me. That's not the case.
Mm. Some of the worst hatreds that I've ever seen in my life stemmed awful. Out of teammates on the yep. same radio station.
Yeah.
And I suspect that goes on in sports as well. You know, mm-hmm. the whole discussion about locker room chemistry. Some of the greatest teams on paper die on the field because they have terrible locker room chemistry. They hate each other.
Yeah.
And other teams, you know, are not as good, but they love each other, and that, as a result, they rise above. The human condition and relationships, something we'll never fully have a handle on. It's the most complex thing in the world.
All right. So I want to take one more example before we pause again. Going back to our discussion about black radio stations and white radio stations and that sort of thing. So there was a radio station in San Francisco. They got a hold of some audio from a chorus. It's a gay man's chorus, and they sang a song that has become now a national discussion. So it goes back to what we were saying. Is there somebody who wants to have a gay radio station? And if that's the case, is that all right? It's okay with me. It's fine. You do what you want with your radio station. But here's the song that caused the most recent controversy. Someplace in our ear. It won't work. Technology being the wonderful thing that it is. All right, well, anyway, the bottom line is that the song sort of pokes fun at some gay myths and anti-gay myths, and it was aimed at prompting people to think about why it is that you have some of the values that you do. It's the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. And they posted this video. You think we're sinful. You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. We'll convert your children is the sort of satirical underscore line. And that's what got all the attention. We'll convert your children. So that got everybody all worked up, a lot of the religious right people. And the same people that would send folks around to your house to convert you to their religion. And so that's what got it's a great talk radio conversation, I think, aren't you?
Mm. Well, not having heard the song, yeah, of course it's an interesting conversation, but having not heard the song, I don't know if it was satirical.
Phil, can we play the song yet?
It was threatening.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so go ahead, Michael.
Boy, I guess that bit fell flat, huh?
The best laid plans of mud. It's still on radio.
Folks, they have been rehearsing this maneuver for weeks to get that song on when he snapped his fingers, and it just didn't play.
There you go. Didn't happen. In a moment, we are going to talk about what Michael has done with his MH interview this week that's coming up next year on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9542. 800-915-9542. 800-915-9542. That's 800-915-9542.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a beautiful story of a great being who once reached the gates of pure peace, the gates to a place where suffering does not and cannot exist. And as the gates opened and this incredible being was welcomed to enter, she hesitated. In fact, she outright stopped. This unspeakably compassionate being turned and faced all other life. She looked at the countless life forms who still had to endure suffering. And right then and there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering, and that's certainly understandable. But think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly for you, to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
All right, so the Talkers magazine and also MH Interview have a feature with these two new fellas that are on in replacement of Rush Limbaugh. So what'd you think? This is the interview you have this week.
Yeah, they are the real replacements of Rush Limbaugh. In other words, put on by the people that were doing the Rush Limbaugh show on Premier Networks. It's Clay right. Travis and Buck Sexton. I interviewed them for a half hour about the show was 2 weeks old when we did it, and it's now 3 weeks old. And it's up there at MH Interview. If you're a fan of talk radio, this is a must-listen,
Well, these guys get a lot of attention, to be sure, because they've slid into that slot. On the same network, not the other networks that put up people to compete or take advantage of the situation. All right, Michael, great job as usual. Thank you. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, 53 past the hour. It's time for our countdown of the top five items from the world of technology. We do this every week. At this time, the research done by Victoria Keelan and the reporting as well. So let's get to number five, which is a focus on Airbnb.
Yep, Airbnb has blocked over 50,000 suspicious bookings across 15 U.S. cities this week as part of a crackdown on parties. They don't want any more parties in their property, and especially, you know, with COVID. And so the numbers show that the scale of Airbnb's enforcement action is actually working. Airbnb outlined which kinds of bookings its system will automatically block. This is what they've been doing, actually, since last July. If you're under the age of 25 and you don't have a history of using Airbnb and getting positive reviews, you're not allowed to book. Also, regardless of your age, if you're booking a large house that's in the same city or town that you live in, that's going to get flagged as well. So you're going to have to be really careful if you want to have a big, you know, Halloween party this year. People are trying to plan that already. And so Airbnb is just not playing around. They're just going to crack down on everything and not let you book. And it's going to put a damper on people's holiday plans.
Number four this week, folks being accused in the Capitol riot circumstances. What's the play on social media here?
Well, 49 people have been identified and accused of taking part in the January 6th Capitol riot. These specific people have been identified for trying to erase images, videos, and text messages from their phones and social media accounts. However, people think that they're deleting stuff, but they're really not. And unless you're really good and you know exactly what you're doing on how to just completely wipe a device clean, these people do not know that, and so they've all been busted. And so in some cases, they're being charged an additional charge
of taking and damaging reporters' equipment who were documenting. You know, a lot of reporters were there filming all of this, and so some of these idiots went after the reporters and smashed their cameras, and they didn't want to have any, you know, any footage or documentation of them being there. The other part of it is the videos that have now been uncovered are completely going against what these people have told the authorities. So their statements of, oh, I was just standing there peacefully protesting. Well, no, you weren't. There's video footage of you breaking into the Capitol. So it's more than 500 people have been arrested already, so it's continuing.
All right, number three on our list of the top items from the world of technology is something that involves the former president.
Yeah, so former President Trump has filed a proposed class action lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter, and Google, as well as the CEOs Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, and Sundar Pichai. The lawsuits are 6 months after he was permanently or temporarily suspended from all three platforms. The problem, though, is that these lawsuits are going to go nowhere. This was basically just his attempt to get back in the news this week because he doesn't have a platform anymore. And putting out press releases doesn't really grab the public's attention. So he wants the courts to declare Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act unconstitutional. However, he also cited Section 230 as the legal justification for his lawsuit. So
lovely.
He's going to have to pick a side and stick with it.
Number two here, subpoenas for Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is facing a lot of scrutiny with how they handle information, right? We know that. This goes all the way back to the first election that Trump won, and so this is going all the way back to 2016. Misinformation, Facebook is just a hotbed for it. So now the D.C. Attorney General has subpoenaed Facebook for documents and data to determine whether Facebook has actually kept its word about reducing vaccine misinformation. And why this is important is because research has shown that exposure to online COVID misinformation has actually made Americans less willing to be vaccinated. This is fake news. I've been saying this until I'm blue in the face. Don't get your news from Facebook. Unfortunately, people do, and they trust what, you know, some Facebook friend has posted. And here we go. So now the government wants to step in to make sure Facebook is actually making good on that promise.
Right. Okay, big story, biggest story of the week, the ransomware attacks. More and more is not better.
This was another huge attack. It happened just before the holiday, the 4th of July holiday weekend. Kaseya is the software company. It's an IT management service company. They were hit by this ransomware attack. The people behind it, and we still don't know exactly who's behind it, but they're demanding $70 million in Bitcoin. Revil, which is the group that has been responsible for, you know, other major ransomware attacks, they claim that they're behind this. However, a lot of, you know, researchers are saying that they're kind of skeptical about that. They think that there's more to the story. But right now, it could be about 1,000 businesses have been affected.
All right, there it is. Overview of the top five items this week. Counting them down from number five to number one. Kind of cool. Thank you for the info, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.